Simply Done, the podcast network.
Can I just ask a question before we even start the show?
Sure.
Scaremaster.
Yes, sir, master.
Would you like a nice sip of Coca-Cola brand Coke soda, Coca-Cola Zero?
No.
Try it.
I don't trust you.
Wait a minute. You don't trust me.
What's in there?
It's Coke Zero. It tastes more like real Coke. But it's dietetic. 130, I believe. How was it?
Do you want to know what this reminds me of?
What does it remind you of?
Do you remember the old soft drink that they took off the market for years called Tab?
Yes.
Bingo. Right there.
You're saying Tab tastes like Coke Zero with crushed up ecstasy pills in it?
You put ecstasy in there?
It's powder. It's not even a pills. It's a powder. So you don't even have to crush it up.
Did you tell him that before he drank it?
No.
It's just a... Dude, it's like...
Oh, no.
No, we're cool. You guys remember this song?
Yeah, it's
from my band.
Shut up. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, once again, I'm your pal Don Barris.
Twice again, I'm your pal Maul.
And three times again, I'm the best known Scaremaster of them all. Scary Perry.
Once, twice, three times a Scaremaster.
That's me, baby.
You're the best known Scaremaster around? Is that what you said?
That's right.
I think he is.
That's right, baby.
Oh, Wolfman Jack is also a good Scaremaster. And the Crypt Keeper.
Is that your Good Friday voice right there? This show will start airing on Good Friday, so happy Good Friday to you.
Good Friday to you, too.
Well, don't ever say that because you worship the dogs and your
go fuck yourself.
This is your favorite holiday vacation because it's the one where you celebrate the death
Jesus's
of
Passover.
Jesus' death.
You celebrate a
That's
holiday.
That's the only holiday we celebrate.
Really?
It's in the Bible.
You get so That's happy why. That he gets killed. You're so happy he gets killed. It's weird. Dude.
It's not happy that
yeah,
we get
it
killed.
Is because you're done
it's
with
in
Jesus.
The
you
Bible
get the parade of dogs.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Right. This is when the dog.
Help. Not when a dog.
The
you,
dog smells the.
This
body.
Is why it's
excuse
the
me.
Biggest thing
is
in
that
Javos.
In the Bible?
No, but it's what the Javajos say that Jesus died.
Javajos say.
In the Javajo religion,
No. We don't
die?
Celebrate.
In the
decent
religion,
Javajo,
for our sins.
Stupid fuck.
Why
it's
did he
Jehovah's
die?
Okay. Witnesses.
Why did Jesus die in your eyes? For the good people.
Why?
It's for our sins.
That's right.
He died for your sins too? He
died for all of our sins.
Then why don't you celebrate his birthday?
Because it's not in the Bible to celebrate his birthday.
Yeah, but that's why when he dies, the Javajos were free to pray to Jesus' dog, Peanut Butter, who they love.
Shut up.
That's read your Bible,
Wait
dude.
A minute. Let me make sure I understand this. In the Bible, it says that the Javajos prayed to Jesus' dog, Peanut
Jesus
Butter.
Had a really popular dog that everybody loved in Jesus' town named Peanut Butter.
What tricks could Peanut Butter do?
He could turn water into... gravy.
Shut
really
up,
do tricks. He was a dog, but he was a really popular dog. And that's when the Javajos were like, enough with Jesus. Jesus died. Who else is around him? The apostles, those guys, you remember the apostles got nailed up next to him because the one apostle, Paul, kept calling out to Jesus and saying, Lord, 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 when he was on the cross. And they finally said, you want to get to him so bad, we'll put you next to him. And they nailed him next to him. And then Paul said, I came, Lord. I came. What is it that you want to tell me? He said, I just want to let you know I can see your house from up here.
You don't know what you are talking about. Shut your mouth. Stop. Stop.
You know what we should do?
Talking blasphemous stuff.
I got to tell you something amazing. Since we all have our religious beliefs, one day our entire show should be about religion.
I think that's what we're doing right now. I mean,
well, it's just
I think we're delving into.
Well, we are. We're touching base with it, but we have a big show today. And I mean, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. Before we take another step, it's now time for an update. An update on Perry's father, Cookie Caramello.
Tiffany!
Perry, is Sonny still with us?
Well, I haven't talked to him the past 3 or 4 days, but the last time we spoke, he's doing okay.
Now, if you don't know the story, back on February 6th, Sonny Cookie Caramello had the plug pulled on him.
And he's doing better.
And he's doing nothing but better. And so, but you haven't talked to him. So could he be gone? And
no.
They just didn't tell you? They would
no.
tell you.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to hear that, Perry. That's good. So Sonny's still with us. That guy is strong as an ox, is he not, Mole?
Can't keep Cookie down, man. You just can't keep Cookie down.
No. Cookie won't crumble.
No way, man.
That's what keeps me going.
Should we send him cookies?
That would be good. What do you think?
No, because he's diabetic.
Oh, imagine if Cookie died from a cookie.
That'd be remarkable.
Whoa. And then the priest goes, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
That's
shut up.
I was thinking of like starting to give shout outs to celebrities that we all know that have come out and said they're fans of Windy City Heat or the Big Three podcast. Someone on the internet told me that a big fan of not only Windy City Heat, but our podcast, hopefully he's listening today, is New York Mets knuckleball pitcher R.A. Dickey.
Oh, yeah. I talked to him on Facebook occasionally.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. It might not be R.A. Dickey that's a fan of ours. Well, here's a way to prove it. What does R.A. Dickey say to you?
Just, you know, what's going on with the podcast? When's the next taping? And I said, just listen to the show.
Oh, how about this? How about the next time he's playing baseball?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Next time he's playing baseball, right when he's about to throw it, he goes, he does some guy talk.
Well, I wasn't thinking that, actually. When you said that, I thought you were going for, if R.A. Dickey does listen to us, when the Mets come to Dodger Town, Los Angeles, and they play the Dodgers, maybe R.A. could put us on a list and have the Big Three come down. Maybe
and
we
watch
do,
a game.
Watch a game. Maybe bring our recorder and do an interview with R.A. Dickey.
Like the play recorders?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about that?
I could do the Lion cool. Sleeps Tonight on the recorder.
All right, that's good. Well, talk on the internet is going crazy. And what about?
Yes, Trayvon Martin. It's what's happened all over is just a collective kind of enough already, you know? Clay Aiken is wearing a hoodie. Stuff. People are rising up against this injustice against that.
Well, they
man.
Should take that punk, that blue Trayvon Martin's away and freaking throw him behind
but
bars.
But you're the one who liked him. You're the one who's like, George Zimmerman's the best.
Shut up.
You're the one.
And wait a second.
I never said that I liked this.
You implied it.
What you said is George Zimmerman was attacked by
you
this
said
guy.
He was a hero.
I never said any of that garbage.
You did too.
You guys are liars.
I've never lied in my life.
You're extremely
I've
out
never
of your
lied
mind.
In my life.
I might be mistaken.
All you guys do
tell
is
me
lie
one time
me.
Tell me one time I've ever lied to you.
Right now.
Right now.
Number
what's happened on the interweb, Dan?
You can do your movie review during Perry's movie time, which will be coming up soon. Well, people are going crazy about the holiday. As you know, on June 26th is the 20th anniversary of Perry doing something. And just to set the record straight, which is really pissing me off, because, Perry, I don't know how it got started, but I'm going to tell you this. The people out there, please listen. Perry didn't blow anybody.
Thank you. There's a cock online right now with my name and Mr. RC's name on it. It says happy anniversary, and it's giving the date when to be at the Comedy Store or wherever they're going to have the party.
Well, that's...
Party?
We're going to have a big holiday celebration on Monday, June 25th. We're going to give some details a little bit later in the show. We're going to start selling tickets for $10. That's going to be June 25th. And what we'll do at midnight, we will celebrate the holiday by having a big celebration at midnight. Okay?
I'll be selling skateboard decks, T-shirts.
Sweet.
That's very good.
You should Absolutely. Have the anniversary on the skateboard deck.
There's somebody. Did you see
the sticker that you can put it on there?
I don't know.
See the guy that...
I don't have that.
You just get the stickers,
dummy.
And then you put a commemorative board sticker
no.
on there. Huh? That's
a thought. It's a good
trying to make
too.
You some money, dude. Sorry.
If you make the stickers.
He'll make the stickers, and then you make all the money. Sure, that sounds like a fair
I
deal.
I didn't
to
say
him.
That.
Well, it works for me.
Does he get some money out of it?
Out of what?
If I make the stickers, will I get money? How much money will I get?
I don't know.
Okay, so you make the stickers then.
I'm not making those gay stickers.
You got to celebrate the holiday, for God's sake. It's the big. Did you see what somebody
He's
did?
He's a Javajo. They don't celebrate. The only day they celebrate is today the peanut butter day.
Peanut butter day. Oh, God.
Did you see this skateboard that was online that was shaped like a penis that was celebrating the holiday? Did you see that one? Yeah, there's a picture of a skateboard that looks like a penis.
That's a skateboard?
Skateboard.
With my picture on it?
Not with your picture. It has your logo and then has the 20th anniversary. Yeah. Look at it. That looks like a penis. And it's a skateboard for sure.
That's a skateboard.
Yes, it is.
The thing that's leaning up against whatever and there's two nuts on the bottom of it?
Exactly. Okay, we got to get to other things. You know what I want to talk about right now is Moles Money Bucks. Now, if you're not familiar with what this is about, a while back during the Super Bowl, before the Super Bowl came on, Mole predicted exactly how the game would end, where he said that New England will be down by 4 points at the end of the game and Tom Brady is driving the team. That's exactly what happened. Mole said that this kind of thing comes to him all the time, and Mole has some very special powers.
Yeah, we won a bunch of bets in the next few weeks.
We went on
10-team parlays. And
yeah, 10-team upset parlays.
A lot of stuff.
England versus Pakistan in a cricket game. Yep. You bet on a blackjack hand.
And then last week, Scaremaster finally joined the pool.
Well, 2 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to bet on something, and we compiled our money at 12-1 odds, and we put $878,563.65
plus Scaremaster's $1,350.
No, we put all that. That's part of it.
Right, and we are splitting it four ways.
And then we went to 12-1 and finding a cure for cancer.
That's
now,
right.
What were the results for
that? Well, what happened was I didn't announce it last week. I didn't want to get everyone freaked out because last week Scaremaster, we had over $800,000 bet, okay? Finding the cure for cancer. Are you ready, dude?
Talk to me.
Okay, you ready for what happened?
I'm ready.
As of last week, with our $800,000 bet to find a cure for cancer at 12-1 odds, they had not yet found a cure for cancer. Oh. But, hold on. I asked for a cure for cancer extension. And I got one.
And that became 11-1 odds, correct?
11-1 odds. One extra week. This week, we get a full week. Another week. Scaremaster, you ready for this?
Go on.
Dan, you ready for this?
I'm very excited.
They did not find the cure for cancer this week either.
So we lost the 800.
We did.
Yeah.
We lost it all.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
But that money goes to a Russian oligarch who's going to give some of that money towards cancer research.
That's spectacular. So at least something good came out of it. Well, you know what we could do? Maybe we might even think about another bet, putting our money in today. And
I'm done with that.
I guess, you're done?
It was very heartbreaking that they didn't cure cancer this week.
Jesus Christ. The cancer cure thing is way, way out there.
Well, it was a good bet, dude. It was 12-1. You know what? I could have bet that Kentucky was going to win. There's a lot of stuff I could have bet, but,
absolutely.
You know.
Our next segment on this show is where you, the listener, can be part of the fun here. All you have to do to be part of this fun is send $10 to, and that's no checks, no money orders. That's $10 hard cash, none of the other legal mumbo-jumbo. You do that, and you get a mention on the show. Now, you send that $10 cash to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. So you know what that means, Mole? It's time for our
$10 shout-out.
You know, he asked me.
Yeah, I did ask you. Do you know what time that is, Mole?
Oh, Scaremaster just said it.
Go ahead. It's all right. He did say
movie time.
Nope. It's the time once again for the $10 shout out.
That's what Scaremaster said.
$10 shout out.
All right, anyway, let's get on with our $10 shout-outs. This first one comes from a guy named Well, I'll read this. Dear Big Three, I'm a friend of the Kennedy side of the Tempur-Pedic family, and I must say that you guys make over him way too much. You make over him way too much. I don't know what that means. Tim is a rich kid that was given way more opportunities than most people will ever get.
Understatement.
Here's the real story. One summer, Tim got $50,000 for just 1 week's of work. Can you guys in the Big Three name anyone else that made that much money for only 1 week working? I will admit that Tim did take that $50,000 and build it into a virtual empire, but anyone who was given $50,000 for only 1 week work would definitely have gone on to great success, just like Terrifying Tim. Wow, that sounds familiar. Why does that sound familiar? Anyway, this may be a little bit off topic, but I know Tim claims to be a virgin, and while I won't technically dispute that, I can say that he definitely knows how to use what he's got. Next time you see Tim, please just ask him to call me. Sincerely, Mary Jo Compagni. Okay. All right.
Whoa.
You know what that 50 grand paid for with me? When I made that 50 grand?
Oh, you also got 50 That's grand for 1 week.
Right. Yeah, you know what it paid for?
Built your empire.
It got me out of going to jail with all those credit cards that I overdrafted on.
Well played.
Touche.
Here's a letter to the Big Three podcast. Oh, boy, it's so long.
Guys, remember one thing. I noticed that most of these are kind of short, but you got to tighten it up a little bit because we can't take the entire show doing this. We really can't. So if you can, get your point across, but do it in fewer words. Mull, what do we got here? You can paraphrase if you
Okay,
like.
This is somebody that said they had an amazing dream about Scaremaster, that they dreamt that he was Scaremaster opening the front door of Apartment 102 at 7722 Reseda Boulevard for a long time.
Why
day.
Are you reading my home
this
address?
What he wrote. It's what he wrote.
How does everybody know your address anyway?
It's on the internet because of some stupid ass named Scary Perry Caravello that put it up there like a fool.
Okay, so it's
and I removed it.
Well, that's smart.
It says he ate a giant Marie Callender. He dreamt he was you, and I, Perry, wolfed down a giant Marie Callender's double blueberry pie. Double cream blueberry pie, slid down the jet black bedsheets, soiled by his hideous, disgusting, repulsive Italian skin grease.
Oh, God.
And the dream turned into him dreaming Perry's dream, then dreaming two dreams. This is trippy. He Perry dreamed that he was engaging in some absurd behavior that he considered childish even for a man half his age.
What?
And he refractured his neck in 2 dozen places, and then he died. And his soul yearned to travel to paradise. First, the soul tried to go on an Italian ship, but it was impossible because every Italian ship sinks when it's put in the water. Tried to get an Italian helicopter to paradise, but the blade kept going, guinea, 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 guinea. And the big blade going, wop, 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 wop. And then the soul found an Italian-made airplane, you know, the one with the hair underneath the wings. And the soul flew to paradise. Pull the gates open to a scene of heavenly bliss. Just before beyond the gates was a man's ass, a comely ass, a glorious male ass, anxiously waiting for me to partake in my heavenly reward.
Can I say something about the Italians?
Let him finish this, and then we can get on.
And the man, he couldn't see the man, but it got him really, really horny. And then he began to thrust his 2-inch rod of manhood into that guy's tush. And then he did all this stuff, and then he realized he was violently AFing our Lord and Savior, JC. Oh, that's just not right. Scaremaster, you dreamt this? I then realized I was not in paradise, but instead I was suffering a lifelong assault of the truth due to my adherence to the Javo cult. Convinced of my crime, I was beginning upon a return of damnation when a wispy, cloudy background, and I heard a bark. It was a dog incarnate. Holy Javo deity assured me that I was all right. I was right all along. My heavenly rewards continue. A raping.
Stop reading this blasphemous garbage.
It's on the letter.
It's blasphemous, and I'm getting tired of it.
Blasphemous.
Said, I woke with the instant desire to march down to the local kingdom hall to be with the truly chosen people, but then I quickly realized that this would be false, as I am not gay like Perry. Too bad he's not Catholic. Silvio Berlusconi, Milano, Italia.
Interesting. All right, here's one for this. Why don't you read this one, Perry?
Dear Perry, this is a special shout out to Perry. Would Don and Mole please take off the headphones so you can't hear the rest of this letter and put your headphones back on when Perry stops talking? Perry buddy, now in your big chance for an unofficial Perry's Corner, you can't talk. Wait, you can't talk for the next hour if you want. Wait, you can talk for the next hour if you want. You can pretend that your AIDS has gone away or some other crazy shit. From BT, the beer troll. What, did he add money in there?
BT, the beer
can we
troll.
Put our headphones back on?
Yeah, I had
you
mine
done
on
talking?
The
Scare Master, you done talking?
Yes, sir.
I don't think he really understood what the fuck was going on. Stupid. I have one from the law offices of Howard Craig Kornberg.
Oh, he's good.
This is about the Nathaniel Jackson wrongful death claim.
Hello.
Dear Mr. Caravello, my law firm has been hired by the family of Nathaniel Jackson, a young child who died tragically last November. Nathaniel's family had informed me that they believe that you were partially responsible for Nathaniel's untimely demise.
Complete lie.
And therefore,
lie.
You should be responsible for compensating the family for their loss.
Complete lie.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
I wasn't there.
Well, we'll have to see.
I didn't do anything.
Indirectly, dude. It's criminal negligence, probably.
Brother.
It's not going to be manslaughter.
All right, well, here's what he's saying. I'm writing you to offer the opportunity to make this problem go away without the necessity of going to court of law. If you agree to pay me $5,000, I will advise Nathaniel's family not to sue you. You may pay me the money by cash or money order only.
What?
I absolutely must receive this payment within the next 7 days. However, if you do not pay me the $5,000, we will have no choice but to sue you for $100 million for causing the wrongful death.
How about if I terminate? How about if I turn that lawsuit around and go after them for $100 billion?
In Los Angeles are very generous toward plaintiff and wrongful death action.
Why would you charge them?
It is highly likely that if you go to trial,
countersuit
to be paid the millions of dollars in funds
and
the money.
I want them to fucking find me. I want them to chase after me. I want them to file the lawsuit because there's nothing they're going
to
get out of me.
$5,000 now to avoid litigation.
Let them file it.
You have 7 days to do so, or you will see. We will see.
File it.
Very truly yours, Howard Craig Kornberg, attorney at law.
File it.
By the way, when you threaten to say find me, then it's kind of dumb when you've already admitted where you live. That's not the brightest.
Fine. Go right ahead. File a lawsuit against me.
Okay, but
I did nothing to this child.
They don't know
that. I was never there.
They don't know.
I never met this person.
It was indirectly your fault why he died.
I didn't. It's got nothing to do with me.
People have known that for a long time.
Everybody says that.
Whatever.
I'm just telling you, people on the internet.
Complete bullshit.
Here's a letter. Hey, Big Three, you guys are great, but I've noticed that when talking about your own personal lives, Perry often feels the need to defend his Italian race. Anytime he does, he always brings up Marlon Brando. I think I may have figured out some reasons why. One, Marlon Brando is an incredible actor, just like Perry.
Thank you.
Two, Marlon Brando banged a lot of beautiful women, just like Perry.
Thank you.
Three, Marlon Brando was bisexual, just like Perry.
Wrong. Well, wait.
You're
wait,
once,
I'm going to turn that around.
Twice.
Bisexual, I pay for my girls. Three times a lady.
Like prostitutes.
I gotta spend more money on you.
I need you. But
number four, there's a famous picture of Marlon Brando with another man's dick in his mouth, just like Perry.
You know what? That picture was manufactured.
Yeah, Marlon Brando never.
That was a manufactured photograph.
Marlon Brando would never do something like that. These reasons led me to one question. One, does Perry really think that C-wording in another man's mouth doesn't make him gay? In conclusion, empirical data proves that sexuality is defined by behavior. Signed, Alfred Kinsey.
A cunt in another man's mouth is not gay? Of course not.
All right, and this is the last letter.
Dear Perry, thank you for reading my letter. Last time, I apologize for being up or bringing up Randy Callahan's name. I understand that you don't want to talk about past lovers. He was not my lover. He was a fucking employee. Okay.
Yeah, he worked for Scare Master.
I worked for him.
Well, he was employer.
I was, I was employed by the guy. All right. As an extra on two shoots.
Yeah, three shoots.
I understand
shoots
that
is what
you
I
don't.
Get.
Fucker. I understand.
You know what? Hold on. That was funny. You got to admit that was funny.
I don't want to talk about past lovers and respect that. So let's so let's talk about the love between. No, I don't have any love for you, Dimitri. You and I starting. Let's see. I'm starting to prepare for my trip to Hollywood to see you. What kind of lube do you like? Fuck off, faggot. Water-based lube is always nice. But with the amount of sex you'll be having with the girls that I'll be getting, yeah, we may need an oil-based lube to keep your ass. are you an all-natural kind of guy? Yeah, natural with pussy! Our natural juices may be all we need on our trip down. I don't want to even say this.
What is it? It's a hard word. Sound it out. Just
Hershey Highway. Always, you don't have any problem with swallowing a load, right? What? A load? Not a load from you, you fag. I don't expect you to give me at least nine. This guy's a fucking homo. I'm here and I'll get angry if you don't swallow. Dude, I'll fucking bite your. Never mind. I will also expect at least three rim jobs. Fuck you.
How many should he expect?
Zero from me.
Well, I don't know.
This is all in addition to the intercourse I'll be having with some hot babe that's not in this letter. Thanks again for inviting. I never invited you out here, Dimitri Moreland.
I mean, well, why do you throw things? What does it really say?
Why are you so angry at the guy?
Because the guy thinks I'm a faggot, and the guy thinks he can come over to my house and have faggot sex with me. He's not going to get any sex with me. He's not going to come anywhere near me. If I meet him once, yay, big deal.
All right, so one time, see how it goes.
So it's a one-night stand, not a busy
deal. No one-night.
He's not asking for a relationship, stand. Dude.
Well, you just said if you
if
meet him,
if I meet the guy once, yay, fine. Good luck.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, and goodbye.
Right, have fun. You have a good time. Hey, that was a great $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Hey, wait a second. Is that a phone call? Could you send that call through, please?
Hello, is there anybody in there? Just nod if
we're
you can
here.
Hear me.
Hey, we're
Hi,
here,
Mr. Adams. How are you?
I believe I said just nod if you can hear me. Let's try that again. Just nod. Are you nodding? Not speaking, nodding?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Now, how is everyone?
We're
alive.
Really good.
Pretty good.
Perry, give me the cookie countdown. Is he still full of chocolatey chips and life?
He's still kicking.
Well, I'm happy for it, but I must say, at this rate, I feel I'll never get to adopt you. Does that sadden you as it does me?
He probably does.
You're not going to adopt me, my friend.
But we'll work through those.
Yeah, right.
What's up, Mr. Adams? What's going on?
Well, let me tell you what's happening with me. I'm in a bit of a kerfuffle with an old adversary.
Can I ask?
Ronald Wood.
Rolling Stone, Ron Wood?
One and the lame. He's threatening to bring litigation against me.
For what?
What'd he do?
What'd you do?
Let me tell you what's happening. As most of you know, I am a leading advocate against the U.S.'s campaign of disgusting obesity. Don, you yourself look fantastic, but Perry, you are a doughy mess. And
yeah.
Mo,
yeah,
say,
sure.
You seem to be packing it on yourself.
No, wait, you take that back. You take it
fine,
back.
Fine, I take it back. Sheesh, someone can take a little fatty criticism.
But what does that all have to do with Ron Wood?
Yes, here's what's what. I may have used one of his tunes in my Goodbye Ruby Tuesdays anti-American restaurant campaign. I'm trying to get all you chubby colonists to give up your disgusting eating stabs. You really do make me quite ill.
But not me, right? I'm not fat, right? I'm not fat, right,
well,
Mr. Adams?
Well, sure.
Fine, Walter. Take it easy. Don't want you jumping back aboard the HN Express now, do we?
Maybe we should stop and you just do a joke, Mr. Adams. How's that
well,
sound?
Well, sadly, this week I have no joke.
What about the kids?
Well, instead of a joke, I do have a question. A question about nature. Are you ready? I've been wondering, why is it that bumblebees' hairdos are so sticky?
Probably because they use honeycombs.
Yes, I can't quit you, my favorite chump club.
Honeycombs.
Chump club, you take it back.
He should
take it back.
Shut the hell up. Well, that was John Quincy Adams. If you're not familiar with John, I know you probably are, but he was the producer on Windy City Heat, and he's become a real good friend.
And he needs to be the producer of Windy City Heat, too.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting about that, and this is where everything may be starting to pay off for us a little bit. As you know, you started something really good.
I did?
Yes, you did.
And people, you started a joke that started the whole world laughing.
Really?
But then, you fucked up. Now, the bosses upstairs, they're going to give you one more chance. And they're furious because you bring absolutely nothing to the podcast week after week.
Are you crazy?
Well, then you start
doing...
He
brings the what the huck. He picks that up.
Well,
I pick the what the huck up all the time.
Stop. What I'm talking about is that in the podcast, you have no segments. Your 60 Seconds with Perry always was moronic. Then you started doing Perry's Movie Time. And everything was great. Then you dropped the ball a couple weeks ago, and they canceled it. Because what the assignment was you to review the film classic Windy City Heat, and you were terrible.
Let me explain something to you.
Yes, go ahead.
Because I was terrible was because you butted in and because he butted in. I didn't really explain.
What did I do?
You guys both butted in on the fact that I was trying to explain my film classic movie role that I got, the best film on the planet, Windy City Heat, my film-breaking role of all time, and you guys made it look like I'm an idiot, and you guys shut me up.
That's impossible to do.
Well, now I would kindly like to ask this of the both of you.
Okay, so listen to this.
You listen to me, please.
Okay.
When I do my movie review right now, Hang on, Mo.
I'm letting him talk. Just you were the one that interrupted him, and I'm just saying he has all the time. It's his floor. Go ahead, Perry.
Okay. Windy
I'm
City
saying
Heat.
That he got cut off last week, and this week he should get the time to be able to say
no,
what he wants to
say. No, it's 2 weeks ago, actually, and this week we will give him the
now,
chance.
Now, I'm going to read my bit.
You're not going to read it.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're going to remember it. It's going to be like you're talking to us and telling us. But here's what the bosses upstairs did. They put a theme song for Perry's Movie Time. So they put the money into recording a little jingle. You'd better do this
They
well.
Got the jingle jangles to do it?
Hopefully a bit that will last a lifetime. Here it is, Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Okay, so whatever we do, do not interrupt Perry today, okay, Mole?
Thank you.
Hit the music again. I want to hear it one more time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Thank
Don't
you, guys.
Don't interrupt him. I see you're about ready to say something.
No, I want you to be quiet kindly, please.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here it is once again. Perry's Movie Time.
This week.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Perry, you talked over the music. Hit the music again.
Shut up!
It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
All right, I sing in the last.
Now part. I'm going to do the
I
movie
sang
review.
In the last part. Of the
I'm going to do the movie review. You shut your fucking mouth over there.
One more time.
You shut
Hit
your
it.
Movie
Let's
mouth.
It's hard not to sing.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Okay. You didn't sing.
Now.
One more time. One more
now,
time.
Windy City Heat, motherfuckers.
Perry's Movie
Windy
Time.
City Heat. You want me to do a movie on my fucking movie?
Perry's Movie Time.
I'm not doing a fucking movie review until you guys shut the fuck up.
Okay, do the theme one more time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Now you can do it.
Thank you.
The song? Okay, one more time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Windy City.
I was
City.
Actually talking to him when I said, it's time you can do it. I meant Scaremaster can do it. Not do the song.
Do the song? Hit it.
Shut up!
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
I think that's all the time we got.
Alright, I'm doing a fucking, I'm doing my review. And you guys want me to be professional?
Yeah.
You're both, I'm also fucking
professional. What do we do?
Yo, dope.
Oh my God.
If you fuck with me again, the movie Windy City Heat, my fucking film review. Can I do my fucking film review? You fucking motherfuckers.
I'm waiting.
Alright.
Why are you getting mad?
Why am I getting mad? Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
Shut the
shut up, motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up.
I just told you shut the fuck up. Up.
Do
God,
your movie review.
Do
your movie review.
I've got.
Is it movie review or is it Perry's movie time?
I don't know. What's the
whatever.
Say?
Movie time, movie review.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Perry's movie time.
Time.
Okay, movie time. Perry's movie time. The movie that I'm doing a review on at Perry's Movie Time is Windy City Heat, the top-rated film on Comedy Central that they will only show once in a blue fucking moon. But anywho,
why do you think that is?
Because it's a cult classic and they won't take it out of being a cult classic.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like Rocky Horror Picture Show is a cult film too.
Was it a cult film or a cult classic?
Shut up! No more words, please.
You called us a cult classic.
What's note more?
No more words. Oh, don't stop speaking, both of you.
Okay. You want music?
No. It's over. I'm doing my movie review. Okay. Let me do my review.
The movie review is over?
The movie review, Windy City Heat.
I don't think it's movie
the number
review.
One scene that
movie,
was done in
Perry's
this fucking movie.
It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time. Perry's
movie time. Shut the fucking tunes off, motherfuckers. All right, the number one scene that was done is very important to me, and it's very touching, too. Every time I watch this
Red Bat, Blue Bat.
No, but that's one of them.
Craft service table.
That's not even a part of this.
When you
shut up! Shut up, motherfucker! I said shut up! God damn you!
Your peas are popping.
Yeah, check your mic level.
When I fucking was being auditioned for this fucking role to be the star of Windy City Heat, and then I went up against some fucking buffoon by the name of Carson Daly,
who now has three shows. Go on.
It makes billions of fucking dollars.
I don't think billions, but
he makes a lot of fucking money compared to
you know what he didn't get.
He didn't get his theme song.
And you know what else he doesn't do?
What's
Perry's movie time?
No.
But he still makes a hell of a lot more money than I'll ever make.
Yes,
if he did, you know, if he did it, you know what it would sound like if Carson Daly did Perry's movie time?
Shut up! I don't want to hear it now. I do
it's
not want to hear
movie
it.
Movie time.
Oh, Christ. I get very sad every time in my film, Windy City Heat, that I auditioned for the role and I finally got the role. And you guys both tackle me and shit.
And we helped. I
play the song.
That's
the way
I look at it.
You helped,
you
helped me get the
they
movie.
They were ready to get another actor, and then we asked for you to get another chance, and then you got the film. So, but the way you looked at it,
I cry at that scene.
Do you really?
I cry at that scene.
Why is that?
I get very
it's
emotional.
A beautiful song.
It.
Got the part.
I get very emotional at that time because I'm thinking 11 years of open mic. And I'm still doing open mic 11 fucking years later, and I feel like I'm retarded practically, and I haven't done a lead acting role in a movie yet. But you promised me way back in dinosaur years that I would get a lead that you were going to make me a lead acting star in a movie. And I kept bitching you out at times and times and times over again. And you finally did it. Yeah, it took a long time, but you finally got it through.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's your movie review?
That's not my movie review. That's not all of it.
No, that was Perry's movie
time.
The
scene I hate the most, but was the one of the funniest scenes in the movie, was when I was tied to that fucking chair. When I was tied to that fucking chair, Red Bat, Blue Bat is right. And this moron over here is listening to fucking tunes on the goddamn headphones and not paying attention to fucking Mole.
The way he gets ready for his
scene. And he's listening, and he's not paying attention to Bobcat Goldthwait trying to tell him, you know.
That was him, right? It was
that was
guy.
Bobcat
was
trying
him.
To tell you not to pick up
I told you guys that
bat.
Was him. I told you, Scare Master. I'm like, that's that dude.
Right.
Everyone kept saying, and I was right.
and then also I feel going through what I've gone through in the past 12 years, I should have gotten an award for this film.
You did get an award.
Wait a second. I did get an award for this film. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that three-tier trophy was a most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful award for that role.
This doesn't sound like anything in the movie. That's like a very small part that you got awarded a...
It was a pretty emotional part.
Well, yeah, he cried.
He's just telling us all the places he cries in the movie. He cries like a little baby when
like
he gets the part.
Cunt.
He cries a little baby, the red bat, blue bat. He cries a little baby when he gets his bowling trophy. He cries like a little baby when he gets
Do you remember the scene where he was in the bathroom crying?
Yep.
And blowing gas out of his ass?
I wasn't crying. I was taking a big shit.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. How about when Yurgi's girls came in and should have been with me and not Yurgi or you?
Well, they weren't attracted to you. We laughed about you.
Yeah, I know. That's all you guys did to me. Let's see here.
How about that scene when we went fishing and all that blood got in the water and those sharks came?
That wasn't in Windy City Heat. That was in Saturday Night Live.
Got cut out.
How about when we went from the building in New York City through the air on the wire and we went to the other building?
Oh, please.
Oh, that was a pretty good movie time, Scaremaster.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, come on, you got to hurry. You're taking forever.
When we do Windy City Heat 2?
That has nothing to do
listen
with
Listen to
City.
Me.
No,
listen
to me.
Let me say something about that.
Listen to me.
When we do Windy City Heat 2,
I want our driver to be Bobby De Niro. Robert De Niro.
That's right.
Not this fucking Travis Bickle punk kid.
Are you done with your movie review? All right, that's enough.
No, it's not.
You still didn't do this.
What is your feeling?
You got to do the theme song another dozen times.
We will. What did you feel about the movie?
I told us
some scenes. But what did you really?
How many vertebrae do you give it?
It's all seven.
I think it's fanny packs. Out of 10 fanny packs, how many fanny packs do you give Windy City Heat?
A 10.
A 10?
Fuck yeah.
And let me ask you something honestly. In your mind, it's been quite a few years.
The scene that I didn't like in the film is the Oklahoma part where you guys walked into my fucking trailer.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
That was so embarrassing.
We had never
that
known
was so
you were
embarrassing.
That way. And
love
it
that
was
guy.
Kind of like shocking.
And that gay guy.
I didn't know how to handle it.
To touch
I thought he was
shit.
Getting married to him.
Yeah, me
Get
too.
The fuck, man.
You were acting like it.
I tried to. I wasn't acting
Please,
like I was getting married to this queer.
You had all his clothes on. You were like crazy.
You're in chaps.
It looked like.
I was in chaps. You know, it was raining.
It looked like that scene.
It was disgusting.
They puffed marshmallows.
But I want Windy City Heat 2 to happen. We need to make a part 2 to this movie.
Okay, but Perry, I'm asking you a question. And this is very important. The movie itself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad you did it?
Is
it the best thing that ever happened in your life? Because people sometimes...
Well, yeah.
Wait, better than your daughter?
No. I'm going to say one step below better than having a child.
Wait. But she has a restraining order against you. The movie
she doesn't
does
have
a
restraining order against me.
Well, she threatened to.
Children do that to their parents.
Okay, how about this? Better than getting married. Better than getting married, at least?
Yes.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's say you have the choice of these two things. One, your daughter is back in your life. You get to see her all the time. She becomes your daughter again. Or two, we do Windy City Heat 2 or Beantown Heat. Which would you choose?
I need to make a living. I mean, I know my daughter's always going to be in my life.
Okay, so you want the movie. Good.
That's right, I want the movie.
And that was Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
If this shit goes on at that 20th fucking anniversary holiday,
so
you know,
finally you're
what
calling
shit?
It the holiday like you should. But I'm glad you brought that up, Scaremaster. I want to let everyone know that coming June 25th at the world famous Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. The big three, well, we're going to be putting on a show that's going to be talked about as long as man walks this earth. See, on that night, we're going to be taping two podcasts. They're going to be airing the following 2 weeks. And that night, we're going to have special guests. We're going to have all these surprises. Then, at midnight, the big three and everyone else there, we're going to celebrate the holiday of the official 20-year anniversary of Randy and Perry's business deal. Now, Perry, here's the good part. Because we're going to be charging for tickets. Now, it's $10 in advance, $15 the day of the show. We're also going to be selling some T-shirts, and we're going to make all this money, and we're going to split it amongst ourselves. And here's the great thing. Maybe then you can shut your fucking mouth and driving us crazy about, where's my money? But here's where we need your help. We're going to need someone to sponsor this show so we can put the whole thing together. Now, some of the things we're going to do, we plan on videotaping the whole thing. So even the people that can't be there will at least get to see the highlights of the show. So if you or someone you know could help sponsor this show, please get in touch with us. Now, if you want to help but you can't afford a lot, you know, maybe buy a T-shirt when we start selling them. Or if you'd like, go to the Big Three Podcast website, go to our PayPal account and make a donation. All right, now, we have a very special guest coming out, and he's got a very special announcement. He's a man that owns 26 mattresses in Los Angeles area.
Neil Leeds.
He has his own little segment, Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Neil Leeds.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
Hello, Neil. Now, you have a big announcement.
Hey, buenas tardes, amigo.
Our 20th anniversary of the holiday.
Yes.
Well, you want to make that announcement or should I?
Because you're very well skilled in the dates and the time, I would really enjoy you to say it, and I'll be behind that.
Okay. What Neil has agreed to do, Neil Leeds is going to sponsor this show. And tell him some of the ideas.
All right.
The ideas are just tremendous. First off is that I want to make sure all of the clients that are coming are going to be taken care of with their parking. So valet parking will be approved, taken care of, and you don't have to worry about any tips. We're going to have a carpet company roll out the red carpet. There'll be photographs available. We'll be taking photographs of the stars, the cast, and they'll be distributed for free. That will be on our from me as a courtesy.
Nice.
And then we're going to raffle off a few people that may need a trip. I can't do everybody because I won't have. I joked around with someone and said I will need a place to sleep after I do this show because I'll have no money left. However, we will do a raffle to get maybe three people that do need a trip to get here. That will be accomplished. And then we're going to work with some hotel. We can take on 500 people in the hotel, but I have some friends that we can get some of the guests to get in.
Maybe we can book a whole like floor.
That's what
get
I was thinking.
Rate.
Absolutely. That was okay. You're on it.
That's absolutely wonderful. So that's right. Neil Leeds is going to sponsor the 20th anniversary show.
And I'm excited
to
do
honored.
So.
I'm honored.
I'm honored to be a part of it. And I just also want to say that it just gives me great pleasure and joy to ever imagine that 17 years ago, I came to Los Angeles, first time on a plane, a one-way ticket, didn't know one person, and I spent my night at the Ding Dong Show at the world-famous Comedy Store.
That's
with Don
right.
Barris.
We celebrated Whoa. His 17th year here in town this past Monday.
It's just
and
amazing.
It was crazy.
Phenomenal. I mean,
it
it's
was
just
crazy.
Blast. I
People
mean,
kept saying, you're raping me, Neil.
And I keep telling them,
the
I'm rapping to them. I'm not raping them. I'm rapping
oh,
to them.
Oh, I like that, too.
I'm
like
rapping
too.
To them.
Like people can do like a play on I'm raping. You're raping me, Neil, because like as you get more and more known for that. And people are like, hey, you're raping me, Neil. It's like, I'm not raping you. I'm rapping you. I'm wrapping you up a great price on this mattress.
I'm wrapping up that bed for you.
Now, one of the things, so Neil is going to help us out with this, and what we'd like to say, we're still selling the stickers, and I'll tell you this. I don't know who put out the stickers originally that say gay with the question mark with Perry's head, but what I was able to do was this. I'm in the process of making stickers to kind of counteract that say not gay with a question mark.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I still want you to put up those gay stickers or gay posters. all over the world. I still want to see them on my Facebook, but very soon we're going to start putting out the not gay stickers. So that's coming out. So if you want to help with this big, big show, that's probably one of the greatest shows. How many people celebrate two people making love 20 years later?
I think that's just amazing, because that's...
It really is.
That's the topic
Excuse
I want.
Excuse me.
Love yes. never goes out of style.
But it's...
But usually...
I'm not interested in a guy.
Hey, to be honest,
I
here,
didn't
Neil,
make love
food.
To him.
Oh, man. You know what?
Hey, look what
I got
brought.
In trouble.
Yeah.
For...
Yes.
let's have a shot.
Yes, sir. And I didn't have anything
oh,
to eat for 24 hours.
One small shot.
I was dying outside. I was just... Yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
I would like to talk about this real quick. What we have here is What the Huck is giving us food. And if you're not familiar with What the Hucks, it's the finest in Thai
cuisine.
Let's
get some food for you.
Throughout the entire West Hollywood area, it's What the Huck. Once again, that number is 323-654-7952. Where's the finest place for Thai cuisine throughout the entire West Hollywood area?
What the Huck?
What's the number?
323-654-7952.
What kind of food are you going to be eating, Neil?
What the Huck? 323-654-7952. What the Huck? You know where to eat. What the Huck?
And in Spanish it is...
Que de Huck, 323-654-7952.
Now, Mole, you've been talking about doing some commercials, and you have a kind of a professional voiceover voice.
Yeah, I've been taking I take class down at the rec
Well, you know
center.
What? Maybe you can introduce the ASM Plumbing and Porn commercial today.
Oh, you want me to do like a radio voice?
Yeah, if you would.
ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Why not listen to the words of wisdom of American hero and good friend of the show, skateboard enthusiast, Terrifying Tim Burbito.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh, 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 ooh! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
That was ASM Plumbing and Porn. 440-731-9338.
Can I just say one thing really quick?
Absolutely.
Because we're talking about making money with the thing, and I'm so psyched that Neil's our sponsor, and he's going to get
PayPal,
us.
With PayPal, with buying
the stuff,
stickers.
Getting the tickets ahead of time for the celebrations, getting out there. And I think it's great that Neil's sponsoring us, and we're going to get the name on the back of the softball uniforms and everything. It's going to be awesome. But I also have a new company that I'd like to talk about.
What?
It's an old company that I've long been a fan of, and I've talked to a couple representatives. Over at Popeil's, this is the Pocket Fisherman. You can catch a giant bass with just a fishing pole right in your bag. Look at this.
Don't throw that at me.
It's got a hook on it.
Don't throw that at me.
It does have a hook on it. It does have a hook on it.
God damn.
All right, Scare Master, grab this hook. I'm going to try to reel you in.
Mole, please, please. There is a hook on there.
Don't
throw it at Perry. Don't try to cast
there
it.
Is a hook on there. There is a hook on there.
There is a hook on there.
It's only a number two.
Thanks.
Don't throw it at Perry.
Only a number two, yeah. Get the fuck out of here, Jagoff.
Mole, stop. Mole.
Fucking prick.
Hey,
you hit me with that fucking hook, I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Neil.
I would like to see a fight.
Mole, stop it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Neil, take that.
Just block the hook with your hand.
Neil, take that away from
me. Can I have that? I just want to check out. Where is it manufactured? Is that China?
In America.
Oh, it's the USA. That's a great product.
Okay. Yay.
Give me the
I'll put it away.
Okay.
Look how easy I can put it away. Fold it up.
And
wrap it up.
Okay.
And if I want to use it again, just take it and just cast it.
Can I ask a question about that
stop,
product?
Stop. Everybody stop. We're in the middle of Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds. Now, I want to wrap this up, but I want to say one thing. Neil, I want to see something special happen with you because for years, 17 years since you moved out here, and I started thinking about that.
It's a long time.
It is time for Neil Leeds.
To rock and roll.
No, not to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah,
to run for a political office.
Do you want me to go as far as I really would go to the president or just local mayor?
I want to talk about you running for political office.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I have always visualized being the president of the United States for real. I've tracked it. I've watched C-SPAN over my life. I've watched the political situation, and I feel comfortable running for office to be the president in the next 4 to 8 years.
And that was Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
All right, this next segment is in the headliner position on the Big Three podcast, because it is clearly the best thing that we do here. It's not only the best thing that's done on this show, it might be the best segment done on the airwaves. It's time once again for a little mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, mole, I'm always screwed up about this. Do we need to say anything anymore?
About what?
Before we do mole play.
About the kid who choked and stuff?
What are you talking? Oh, because I thought there was some legal ramification.
That was because the kid choked on the game pieces.
All right, but do
like
we have
candy.
To say anything?
The kid choked himself.
We shouldn't say anything.
Okay,
about
that's we're talking
should
about the whole game
say
here.
Anything about that? We
okay,
say anything.
Okay. Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he takes something that we've done on the show. Sometimes it's just something about pop culture. Then he'll cast a scene. He then directs the scene. So, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we are going to be reliving a historic moment that took place this week in history. Yes, for it was on this day that Neil Leeds first arrived in a downtown bus station in L.A.
First time on a plane, too.
First time on a plane.
It was crazy.
Now, Neil arrived here, a fresh-faced boy who just wanted to sell beds.
Not know all the way, but yeah.
But walking out of the terminal of the bus station, he ran into Big Lou the Pimp. And he saw a good-looking Neil and said, this is a guy I could turn into one of my moneymakers. And Big Lou's got his best gal on his arm, Scary Patricia.
You get your hands off.
He sees the good-looking Neil Leeds, and he approaches him, looking to add one more to his stable. Neil Leeds, you play Neil Leeds.
Okay.
Dan, you play Big Lou, and Scaremaster, you play Scary Patricia. And Mo play.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, good looking.
Talking to me over here.
No, Patricia, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this guy right off the bus.
How you doing? What's going on, man?
You sound like you're from New York.
A little bit, you know what I mean? What's going on with you?
You have the perfect attitude to get into the betting business. Have you ever thought about the betting as a career?
Of course, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I get a lot of people in my bets. So, you know.
Really? So yeah. Why don't we do this?
Yeah, tell me.
I could help you get into that career, a job that I'm sure you'd like. We start out with you in the beds. Have you ever thought about a career in prostitution?
You got to tell me what the money is, and, you know, I could talk about
it. Let me tell
it.
You this. It's good money.
I mean, like, is it like, see.
Hey, listen, you guys.
Good money means
Patricia,
like
Patricia, shut your fucking mouth when I'm doing business. Shut the fuck up, Patricia.
Well, then you're not going to fuck me at all tonight.
Oh, yeah? I'll fuck whoever I want. Let me put my finger in your pussy right now. I like that.
Oh,
man.
Hey,
no.
So, Neil.
Give me more.
Neil.
Only one finger, you fucking homo.
I'm a homo. At least I didn't blow Randy Callahan, Patricia.
Well, listen, I didn't blow Randy Callahan either. That
okay.
fucking prick
Big
sucked my dick.
Okay, let me just say
sucked
this.
My dick.
Neil.
Stop bragging.
Neil.
Stop bragging.
Dick.
Neil.
Then he went to jail after fucking raping a 12-year-old bastard.
Big Lou tells Neil to put his finger in Patricia's mouth.
So, Neil, this is my number one girl. This is Patricia.
She's beautiful. She is beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
She's gorgeous.
Would you like to kiss her?
Yeah.
Give her a kiss.
Come on. At least the cheek.
That felt nice.
What do you think?
Soft skin.
Now what I'd like you to do, Neil, take your finger. What's your favorite finger you have?
Well, I'm a left-handed, but I'm right with him.
Why don't you take your left index finger.
Left in.
And probe Patricia's mouth.
Okay.
He sticks his finger in Scary Patricia's mouth. Don't bite. That's got to hurt,
dude. That does hurt, but why don't you just do it like you're sucking? Just like but don't actually touch me.
Patricia, show him what you can do.
All right, but you got to do it like deep.
Use your tongue.
No,
use your
a
tongue,
little tongue,
Patricia.
But I want to go as far as you can go in, but don't
use
touch
your
my...
Show him,
don't touch my...
Big Lou shows him how to
all right,
do it.
Don't like touch this. My finger. Here's it's a cock.
Like this. It's like this.
All right, do it. Yeah, play, don't play touch it. The finger, though. You can't bite with tongues.
Right. Is it clean?
No teeth. It's a clean. Yes, it is.
Clean
but don't okay. touch it.
Always jab it down his throat. If you bite me, I'm going to fucking...
Yeah, don't bite.
Go,
don't
go.
Bite. Don't bite.
Go!
Don't bite. This is...
Don't ever bite me.
Yeah, don't bite.
Show him how to do it. No biting.
That was good.
No,
that was good.
No
biting. You're lucky you still got that finger on your
She's
finger.
Really loose, actually.
On your hand.
She's really loose.
You're lucky. You know what?
All right. All right. I want to see if she...
You're time to bite your finger off. Give me that finger.
No, you know what? Listen.
Give me that finger.
You're too beautiful to cut my finger. Come on.
Kiss him again, Neil.
Okay.
This time on the
mouth. But he's not...
He's not kissing me on the mouth.
Kiss Patricia on the mouth.
He's not kissing me on the mouth.
Just pretend. As close to the mouth as you can get without doing it on the mouth.
Without doing it.
But don't do it on the mouth. Do it as close as you can.
Yeah, just for the picture. Just really close.
We know that we won't touch you.
Like, act like you're going to tongue. Act like you're going to tongue.
Really do it. It's a scene. No, you got it. You're not expressing it. You got to love me.
I'm not going to kiss.
No, we're not doing it. It's called acting. I promise you. I promise you I will not touch. But you have to get into the moment as if I was your wife. Ready?
I don't trust these guys.
No, you trust me.
I know
this is
exactly
a photo op.
What they're going to do.
No, they're not.
I know exactly
It doesn't
what
matter.
Do.
I'm You're willing wrong. To take that sacrifice with you. You love me. I love you.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go on the internet.
It's okay.
It's going to look gay as
What
shit.
About me? What about me, though?
You
Same
can
as
do
me.
Whatever the okay. fuck
no.
you want.
No, listen. No, we're together in this.
I'm not a faggot.
You're not, and neither am I. It's okay.
Fuck. You.
We're emotionalizing.
I'm not doing a fucking
I love you. I love you. Just it's okay.
I'm not doing the scene.
All right.
You guys are going to put
Perry,
this faggot shit.
Perry, let's stop the faggot shit talk.
Exactly.
We're
going
to do it again.
It's not, right?
It's not going on the internet.
Why does it
It doesn't matter if it's on the internet.
Why does it always have to be gay stuff?
All right. All right. One more time. We got to get it on cue. Don, I would say 1, 2, 3. We'll get the scene for you.
All right, here we go.
And you got to really live the scene. You love me.
I'm not worried about Scaremaster. I'm worried about Neil delivering. Scaremaster is a great actor.
That's not how you kiss.
Scaremaster is a passionate Italian actor.
I am not
ready?
Doing this.
Don, I mean, Perry.
Go ahead.
I do love you. And I
Thank
would,
you.
I would like
I
your honor.
You.
And I would like a kiss from you. I really have been just emotionalizing the kiss. Would you?
No.
For me.
No, they're putting it. They're filming it. So
I
it'll
know
go on
I am,
internet.
And I got to be on.
They're
that
They're filming
too.
It so it'll go on the internet.
Of
I know,
course. And we all
what
know
what
right,
they're
done.
Doing.
Done.
I'm not.
One more time.
I'm not a fucking fag.
I'm not either.
Period.
I'm not either. And I feel
Why
totally
are we doing
in my
this?
Skin.
I'm not making any money doing
we
this.
We will make money. You have to enjoy the scene and enjoy the moment.
How much
we only
money
have
am
a,
I going to make for
you're
this?
You're going to make over $100 million soon.
What?
Oh, really?
Because this is the greatest podcast.
How
the greatest
is it we going to make that?
Because the world is going to know about us. And they're going to follow who we are because okay. we care about the world. And this is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of making the most money. It's not even about money. We're going to be billionaires.
Okay. You
okay,
do the
that's
scene.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right. All right so that's the scene. Billionaires. How about a tongue like this, but not touch?
You touch me?
No, I
don't touch.
If
don't
you,
touch.
All right, if we touch, you beat the shit out of me.
Do not touch.
Just tongue,
do
almost
not touch.
One fragment of a second of a tongue. Thank you. I love you. Perry, you're the best. And you have emotion. And this is what it's about. You have to be able to open up to me.
Thank you.
And I do love you, and I want you just
I
to be the best
that.
You could be every day.
And that's Moplay.
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay!
Well, today was quite a show. I got to tell you the truth. We got a lot going.
Good
Remember,
job. Good job.
Whatever
good
you
job.
Do, don't forget
good
June 25th.
June 25th. This place
party.
Is the party of Hollywood and the world. We're going to take people from the globe. It's coming from the globe. We're having people flown in from the whole world.
Right.
Really?
So that's June 25th, and we'll celebrate the.
So that means we've got the main room.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we'll do. We will celebrate the 20th anniversary of the holiday. That's June 25th. And at midnight on the 26th, the true anniversary, we will celebrate like it's 1999. Now,
yeah.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at Simply Don on Facebook. Perry's at Perry F. Caravello. And that's
three times.
K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car. A-V is in Victor. E-double-L-O. I'm also...
Mole is on Walter Mole.
I lost
Molinex.
My computers again.
What are you still on? You still have Facebook.
I don't know. I don't
Scary
Neil,
Perry Caravello.
I am now...
On?
Yes, I have finally opened my doors to all of your fans because I love them. At Leeds Mattress, Neil Leeds. Neil Leeds, just shoot me an email and Neil Leeds is up and running and
is
I'm
that
learning
on Facebook?
It.
Neil Leeds
yes,
on
it
Facebook?
Is. Yes, it is. And I'll take everybody's request for you.
All right. So also don't forget, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. Perry, you are at
Scary Perry 818.
Mole, you had it one. Scary Perry 323, but you lost that.
I didn't get
Somebody
it.
Else took it. So, anyway, so are you going to ever get a Twitter account? Are you ever going to get a Twitter account, Mole?
I got to get computers.
Yes.
And, Neil, do you have a Twitter account?
Yes, it's under Leeds Mattress, but I'm going to go under Neil Leeds because Leeds, we got to separate it, but yes, right now it's under Leeds.
All
right,
there you go. Put your hands in there, everybody.
Yeah. Big three! Yeah!
Okay, so don't forget, every night I'm at the Comedy Store. Come by and see me late night. I close the show on every night. Also, on Monday nights at the Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock. Be there. So for the Big Three, it's Don Barris. Goodbye.